Do you have an Apple Watch?
Yeah.
And on your Apple Watch, do you use it for, do you count your steps? Do you check your heart rate? Do you do any of that kind of stuff?
Sometimes. When I remember to charge it, then I do that. I'll check the steps. If it's like a regular day like today, I know I took like 45 steps and that's it. So I really, there's no need to check the steps.
Right.
But yeah, I'll play with stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm really into wearable technology. I love my Apple Watch. I'll go for a long walk. I'll go for a bike ride outside. I'll go for an indoor bike ride. I'll go for a run. And I love that you can set like whatever you're doing. Like it knows if you're moving faster or if you're on a bicycle. Like I love that about it. I'm really into wearable technology. So as you can imagine, this story caught my eye because it's not really wearable technology, but it's technology that can tell you about your moment-to-moment health. Okay.
What does it say about you now?
Here's what's interesting. So as somebody like me, who you know has celiacs and I've been diagnosed with IBS and celiacs and my stomach is a complete mess. Duke University now has a device that they're calling the Smart Toilet. It's for people like me. There are over 45 million people in this country diagnosed with IBS.
Mm-hmm.
Or some sort of like disease that affects your, you know, GI tract. Here's what the toilet does. It can be fitted within the pipes of an existing toilet. It snaps a picture of your poo as it's being flushed. There's an algorithm that can determine the consistency of it. And if it has any, if there's anything in it that's of concern, like, I don't know, blood or something, but it's for doctors to keep track of patients' bowel movements, which is better than, listen, I'm telling you, as somebody who has had stomach issues my whole life, I have had to do that in an office.
I've
had to give a sample. This is better than giving a sample. This is like my own privacy, my own toilet. It records the data. It sends it right to my doctor. All I did was flush.
Can you save the photo and make it your profile photo? If you're really proud of one, can you post it and hashtag it?
Like Mr. Hanky?
Yeah, hashtag huge poo. Shit. Hashtag jealous much. So does it take a photo of it so you can show your wife and husband?
Yeah, I guess technically, yeah, you can take a photo of it yourself, but it's the idea is to take the photo and check the consistency and send the information to your doctor. But I don't see why you couldn't have it go to you also. And then it's like, you know, when I think about people like my boyfriend who they go into the bathroom with their iPad, you know, or their phone or something. This way, you know, I wonder if you can send a text via your toilet. You don't even need to go in with your phone anymore.
So it will send a text right to your doctor or whoever you choose to send the text.
Right. So like if you text me while I'm on the toilet and I want to reply, you might be getting more than you bargained for.
We could have contests. Like Battleship. Be Battleship. You can see which one is bigger.
Well, you're an enormous guy. My guess is I'll never win that one. Although you never know with me.
But yeah, it could be a good contest. And you are full of it, so you never know.
You've been dying to say that. Anyways, I think this is a pretty good thing. Researchers analyzed more than over 3,000 unique pictures of people's poop, which were found online.
What a job.
Or provided by the participants. All the images were reviewed by gastroenterologists. And they were labeled. And they were like, you know what? It's good because they can check out your condition. They can keep an eye on you on a regular basis.
Eye on your poo.
Keep an eye on your poo. I don't know. I kind of like that. I liked it.